You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome into the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. I'm your host, Will Doctor, and today we have Mateo Fernandez de Oliveira joining us. Mateo is from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and is currently a senior at Arkansas, and what an amateur career he has had representing the great country of Argentina. Mateo has competed in three U.S. amateurs, two Spirit Internationals, and was the 2022 South America Amateur Champion. Mateo has also played in four Latin America Amateur Championships, an event he won 2 weeks ago at Grand Reserve in Puerto Rico. Because of his victory, you'll be watching Mateo compete in this year's Masters, U.S. Open, and Open Championship. Here he is, Mateo Fernandez de Oliveira. Mateo, thanks so much for taking some time to join us today. How have things been in your world after the big win in Puerto Rico a week ago?
Well, very happy to be here with you guys. Last couple of weeks have been crazy, to be honest. There's a lot to think about, a lot to process. A lot of new opportunities on the line, so I'm really happy to have these opportunities looking that I have this year, and I mean just getting ready for it.
I mean, what a year so far for your home country. First, Argentina wins the World Cup, and then you bring home one of the most coveted amateur titles in the world of golf. For Argentines, this has to feel like the golden era of sports. Would you agree?
I agree. The World Cup for us has been great. Soccer is our biggest sport, so celebrate it in a proper way if we have to. And then me getting this win at the Latin American Am was huge for also Argentina, because I think in the end I know it was me like an individual getting a trophy, but in the end it's gonna help the game grow a lot in Argentina. So I'm looking forward to represent my country in the big stage.
As you know, Mateo, there's so many legends of the game from Argentina. Roberto DiVincenzo became the first Argentine to win a major in 1967 at the Open at Royal Liverpool. How about the fact that you'll be playing your first Open Championship at the same course where DiVincenzo made history?
It means a lot. What Roberto has done during his career has been huge. Me going back to where he got it done in 1967 for the Open Championship, it just means a lot. I had the pleasure to be there in 2016, and the minute I walked into the clubhouse, they heard my accent and they asked me where I was from, and I said Argentina, and they told me okay. So they took me to the dance room where they have like portraits about him and all his scorecards signed by him during the week he won. I mean, it was just special to be there and listen to all the positive comments that Roberto DiVincenzo left with his legacy.
Now, I hear you've been in Augusta over the last several days. Were you getting in some early practice rounds at Augusta National, or were you there for a college event?
We had a member out there that he's very close to our golf program here in Arkansas. So it was a trip planned. It wasn't anything that it came out of the blue after winning the LAC. We had this trip planned for a while with the team. So yeah, we've been there the last 2 days, Thursday and Friday. I mean, we could experience and embrace how good Augusta National looks. It's honestly the nicest place I've ever been in my life, and I mean it was just great to have that opportunity to get to play the course with my friends and having a good quality time with them.
You said in your post-round interview after winning last week that when you were walking down the 72nd hole with a four-shot lead, you were already thinking about strolling the fairways at Augusta National. I want to know what the raw feelings and emotion were like when you first pulled into Magnolia Lane. Were you reflecting on how you got there? Were you thinking about your family? Were you thinking about Cabrera and the great ones that came before you? Tell me what that feeling was like when you entered the gates of Augusta National.
It was very special. It was dark at night, so because we got there like 7 in the morning, so we couldn't see that clear. But I mean, we were all in shock and super excited to be there. then we got a little tour on the clubhouse, and we got to see a lot of images about Cabrera and, I mean, all the other good players that won there over the years. It was so much history in the same place that it felt amazing.
The Latin American Amateur Championship is an event you've played the last 5 years, dating back to 2018 when your good friend Joaquin Niemann won. You saw fellow countryman Abel Gagos win in 2020, and you finished runner-up there a year ago. Did you feel pressure to win this golf tournament before the end of your amateur career?
I don't feel it was an extra pressure to win it or not. I mean, in the end, it's golf, and we all know that even though you might be considered one of the candidates or the favorites to win that week, anyone can win. They are all good players in that field, so there are a lot of different guys that can get on fire and just get it going and get it done that week. So winning or not, I don't feel it was like extra pressure for myself. I just felt it was a good challenge to prove myself in a place where I knew I was not going to feel comfortable because I was going to be nervous, and see how I was able to react to putting myself in contention.
And Mateo, one thing that really impressed me down the stretch was you had the lead when you made the turn on the back nine on Sunday, and instead of just trying to coast in, you shoot 3 under on the closing nine to hold off Luis Carrera, who, you know, had birdied 7 of his last 13 holes. Were you watching the leaderboards, or did you just stick to your game plan?
To be honest, I stick to my game plan. I knew I was hitting the ball well. I knew I was playing some good golf. My putting was on. I mean, I just stick to what I was doing, even though Luis was playing really good. I just kept answering to his birdies and making the short putts that kept me alive during the round. He made it tough for me. He's a great competitor. He's a great guy. He's a guy that is tough to beat. I mean, he put on a show on Sunday, and I just had to keep it up with him and to keep the advantage of strokes that I had, just to give myself an easy breathe on the last couple of holes.
And I think something a lot of our listeners are going to be wondering, Mateo, is if you plan to stay amateur after your college season and compete in every major championship. Will you play in all four?
I am planning to stay as an amateur probably right after the Open. I might be turning pro. I feel that's the right thing to do. There's no point on me on turning pro before that and giving up the exemptions. I never played a major before, so I'm looking forward to experience each one of them. And I think that what I will get from each of those 3 weeks is going to be very valuable experience for me in my career.
You've had a long amateur career representing Argentina at many of the great amateur events like the Spirit International, like the South American Amateur, and many, many more. What's the process of becoming a national player for Argentina, and how much have you enjoyed that experience?
As you said, I got so many different opportunities to represent Argentina that every single time that I get to wear their colors, I just feel proud of myself and proud of my country. I love being Argentinian. I love the culture. I love everything that is involved with Argentina. I have my family, friends. My girlfriend is also from Argentina. Everything is made to make myself proud of being an Argentinian. So it just, every time I get to tee it up with those colors, I just feel proud and try to give my best every time.
Mateo, talk about your goals for you and the team at Arkansas this year. There has to be some good mojo after starting 2023 playing 36 holes at Augusta.
We came off to a very slow start last year on the fall. We didn't have the results we were looking for, but I mean, we put on some good work in the off season. I think it was shown last week. Me, Segundo, Manuel, and Hui, we all finished inside the top 15, playing some good golf. So and this trip it was very good for us as a team, for our team chemistry, and just getting to know each other a little more and enjoy being together. Because I mean, we are all, I'm a senior, and they are, Segundo and Hui are both 5 years, and we have probably 8 more trips together if we make it to national. So we're looking forward to a great one last ride to all together. We're getting ready to start the season in first week of February at the height. So I think there are a lot of goals that we want to reach together. So we're going to all put in the work and just get ready for when it's go time.
Okay, Mateo, before I let you go, let's do a round of 3 quick questions. Number one, before you played Augusta National last week, what was your favorite course that you've previously played?
That's a good one. I think the course that I enjoy the most playing is always Pebble Beach. I think it's just a special place that I got to play twice for two different tournaments, and I really enjoyed my time there. I think it's a really good course and a very special place to do it.
Number two, if there's a dish from Argentina that everyone needs to try, what would it be?
The Argentinian barbecue called asado. What's special about the Argentinian asado is that it's not only one like certain steak. There are a lot of different steaks cooked in a different way, and when you have a good cooker, it just gives a different taste on the meat.
And number three, finally, what does your pre-round routine look like before you compete?
Before starting the day, I start to apply a little breathing exercise to get me going, which I try to to simulate where I want to have my mental game, where I want to be. And then I just dress up, go for breakfast, and then I think I start usually an hour and 10 minutes before my tee time. I go first to the putting green to do my putting drills, a little speed drills. Then I just go to the range, do some drills as well, hit a couple balls, warm up, then go to the chipping, hit a couple chips, a couple bunker shots, and then I just go back to the putting green to hit my last 10 putts before the round starts.
Mateo, thanks so much for joining us today. Me, the team here at ESPN, the team at the Spirit International, and the team at Whispering Pines will all be looking forward to watching you compete in all 4 majors this year.
Thank you so much, Will, for having me. It's always a pleasure to speak with you guys. The Spirit has been one of the weeks that we always remember from my amateur career. So just thank you, and I'm looking forward to go back to Whispering Pines at some point.
Have a great season and come see us soon.